So has the government introduced a two-tier system that divides beneficiaries into those deserving and undeserving of assistance? Carmel Sepuloni is the Minister for Social Development and joins us now. Morena.
Morena, Corin.
Are those who are on the $250-odd a week job seeker less deserving of extra money?
Not at all, Corin. And actually, keep in mind that we did make benefit increases in the doubling of the winter energy payment, one of the first steps in our response to COVID.
It is nowhere near the extra amount that these new COVID payments will be, though, is it?
These are unprecedented times, and we've done it before as a country. We've had a similar payment following the Canterbury earthquake, and also we had the restart package following the GFC. So these are unprecedented times, and we take into consideration that people will be unexpectedly losing jobs at a greater scale than we've seen before. And they need time to adjust or to find other employment.
So what, that someone who lost their job prior to COVID through no fault of their own, a business failure or something, what, they're undeserving? That's their fault that they've ended up and they only get $250 as opposed to over $400?
Not undeserving at all, Corin. And I would say we've already shifted to lift benefits. And I've always said and never shied away from the fact that there's more to do with the welfare system. We had to respond quickly in this crisis, and we've done what's been done before. It reflects what happens in other OECD countries, with many of them also having job loss cover schemes. And so I think that it's a responsible step given the context that we're in.
And what would you say to a young Māori or Pacific Island job seeker who's on the $250 a week, and they look at COVID-19 and the new 40,000 or so that have come on to the unemployment benefit? We can see that the vast bulk of the new entries, if you like, are Pākehā. They tend to be higher earners. This is about supporting the middle class. What message does that send to those at the bottom?
The large bulk of them are not Pākehā in that way, Corin. I think what we've put out is that a higher proportion than, say, a year ago are Pākehā that are coming on to benefit. And we still, unfortunately, are going to face more job losses. And so the demographics of that group that continue to come on may change. This is about supporting New Zealanders. For anyone that did lose their job prior to the 1st of March, I will say that there are other supplementary supports that are in place through the welfare system, that are some of which those who come on to the income relief, temporary income relief payment, will also be eligible for. But those on a lower rate, so those, say, on the job seeker's benefit, will still get a high level of accommodation supplement.
Yes, but once again, the unfairness of this, in that the partner of someone on this new COVID rate can earn up to $2,000 a week, whereas the partner on the job seeker, I mean, that once they start earning $90, it starts being taken away from them. I mean, what do you say to that person who looks at that and is going to be feeling pretty hurt?
And Corin, what we've said from the start, with all of the recommendations that came through from the expert advisory group on welfare, was that we will be looking at all of these things. Clearly, there was a lot in that report. We've started responding, and we've got some significant changes over the line already. But we've never shied away from the fact that there's more to do, and we will continue to nudge away at those recommendations.
Okay, so I'll get to the bigger stuff in a second. But I just want to ask you, does it sit comfortably with you that we have these two different rates?
It does, Corin, because it's a temporary payment that has been put in place because of the context that we're in. And as I said, this is not the first time that New Zealand has done this, and we're not the only OECD country that has a job loss cover. The difference here is this is a temporary scheme to respond to a pandemic, which is going to end up with job losses. And so this is a responsible move from our government.
Is it a means to ensure that we don't see a whole lot of mortgage defaults?
Oh, look, it's to ensure that New Zealanders are looked after during a really uncertain time. And so, people are going to lose their jobs unexpectedly at a higher rate than what they would otherwise because of COVID-19. And we needed to put something into place that responded.
Sure. Well, let me put this another way. Is there a role for the state providing income to workers who lose their jobs so that they can't, so that they don't default on their mortgages? Is that some, was that even a consideration?
Oh, the consideration is hardship in general. And as our Minister of Finance said, you know, social insurance overall is something that we are keen to explore as a government and will continue to explore.
Kamel Sepuloni, thank you very much for your time. Minister for Social Development.